I'm always amazed that every single year since 1914, Mother's Day sneaks up on every father. Just one of those things. So, of course, I think running out getting a great bottle of wine is a wonderful gift. And if you're thinking about giving mom roses for Mother's Day, why not rosé? It's spelled the same, just pronounced a little bit differently. I like the non-vintage Domaine Chandon sparkling rosé wine. Now, this is from Napa Valley, made from a blend of Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, and it's made in the Method Champenoise. So it's the traditional French champagne method, a bright pink color, festive, inviting, and it's got these really floral aromas. So you could actually say, you know, roses, floral, it's great. Juicy watermelon, hints of raspberry on the tongue. Hit you like a kid on a water slide. I love the fruit that comes in on this. And then the bright notes of red cherry fruit that come up on the back end, and a refreshing finish. Best of all, $17.
Mm-hmm. You can say, Mom, I got your flowers and fruit, see?
That's right.
So say your mom is of the diamond variety. What wine would you suggest in that case?
Well, the 2009 Francis Ford Coppola Diamond Collection Director's Cut Chardonnay from Russian River Valley. And this lovely Chardonnay, it's only $18. And it's got this really cool old-fashioned film strip that wraps around the bottle as an homage to the eponymous director who owns the winery. It's aged in French oak barrels. It lends a note of buttered toast and vanilla. And in the mouth, the wine's just got this round, lush texture feeling, again, due to that aging in oak. Green apple, nectarine, and honeysuckle on the front of the tongue. Then you get these little bright citrusy notes on the end. Again, $18, not so bad.
Yum. A little earlier, you talked about a wine for $17. What if we're on a tighter budget than that? Something really thoughtful for mom, but really thrifty as well.
I'm going to go with my 2007 Pendricelli Winery. Ready for this? Mother clone Zinfandel from Dry Creek Valley in Sonoma. Now, this zesty Zin took home top honors last year at the San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition in the under 20 Zinfandel category. And it's easy to see why. It's got classic Dry Creek aromas of ripe blackberry and dusty earth, and these subtle black pepper spices in there too. But it's a concentrated wine, and a little balance of jammy fruits, savory spices, and just enough tannins to provide this long, lush finish. $15, again, a great value.
All right, enough of the scrimping and saving. What if we really want to splurge? Maybe a wine that you share with the spouse after the kids have gone to bed.
There you go. Well, you know, if you're going to splurge and you don't want to buy, you know, necessarily precious metal, how about getting the 2006 Silver Oak Alexander Valley Cabernet Sauvignon. Now, this is from California with notes of cassis and dark fruit on the nose, powerful yet easy to drink. It's a nice balance. It's got blackberries and ripe plums and a little bit of black fig, which is kind of a cool thing to find in a Cabernet. The smooth finish is long and then will be long savored after the bottle is gone. And so your thoughtfulness for $60.